Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, allow me to bless the name of our God. You are worthy to be praised. I am here today, praise God, because it's just God's doing. It's God's goodness, His grace, His mercy that I am here today. And Father, I give you praise for all, everything. Praise for the use and activities of my limbs. Father, I give you praise that you are holding me up. I just give you praise, God. I am here today, praise God, with a heart that is bleeding. I've lost my brother, my last brother. He passed away. But God. And today, praise God, I want to come to you just to speak word, God's word to you. I'm at a point in my life that I realize, praise God, that only the word of God is what's going to stand in evil days and evil times. Only the word of God will stand the test of time. And we as individuals must be connected in the word of God. Not to it, but in it, praise God. We must strive daily to be filled with the word of God. Hallelujah. This is the anointed word ministry. And I thank God that He's allowed me to do this today. Praise God. Praise you, God. And that we must understand we're in perilous times right now. Anything, everything goes. Anything. Everything. We're in a time right now, praise God, where they're calling right wrong and wrong right. But the word spoke of it. This is not something that we should be, praise God, not knowing, because He said this time will come. He said, praise God, there will be a great falling away from the faith. It is now. The word don't lie. The word has never lied. There is no lies in the world. Hallelujah. And I thank God this morning, praise God, for His goodness, His grace, and His mercy. That He is still God. He don't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He don't change. His word don't fail. It's still the same word. From decade to decade, it's still the same word. And I thank God. And what the Lord has laid upon my heart, that we as people of God, or workers of the Lord, we must give the people Jesus. We must turn the people's heads to Jesus. Not us, but to Him. As He said it in the last message yesterday, too many or causing people to look at them and turn away from God. You have no heaven to put them in, no hell to carry them to. We are all working out our own soul salvation. Hallelujah. But if the word, praise God, was given in the direction, in the way that the Lord has said it, the church would be running over. God would add to the church daily. But they don't have nothing to add to because no word is going out. That's not word that we are teaching. It's philosophy. Give people Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them Jesus. Give them the Lord. Give them something with substance. Direct them to the word of God.
Many, praise God, may not have a Bible, but you be the Bible that they can depend upon. Not a show, an invite, but the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And this morning, I'm just happy to know that the Word works. Still works. It never fails. It works. Why? Because the Word is God. Hallelujah. And I thank God today, praise God, that we as people, we need to stop looking to everybody else and look to the Word of God. That's the problem. We turn it from God, from the Word to people. Turn from the people to God, to the Word. Everybody's preaching. Everybody's saying this. Everybody's saying that God showed me this. God told me this. God told me to do this. God told, and half of them is lying. Go to the Word that you know there is no lies in the Word. Oh, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. There is no lies in the Word. God will show you. He said it, praise God. If you call upon me in Jeremiah 33:3, if you call upon me, I will show you great and mighty things that you don't even know, that man can't show you. They can't lead you to it, but God can. But you got to get in his word to get it. Hallelujah. Know where your salvation lies. Know where your eternity lies at. Who are you depending upon? Who are you serving? Who are you looking to? I'm not looking to defending this and prophet this and apostle this. And no, I'm going to look to the word, telling you what God said, but he ain't saying nothing to you. Hallelujah. He should have just as much open conversation with you as they say he had with them. God wants a relationship with you. And he can only get that with you being in his word. You can come into his presence in his word. You must have the word of God in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today. He's real. Forget my word. The word has life. In the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And this morning, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to speak to you this morning, praise God, coming from the word of God. The book of Psalms 2. The book of Psalms 2. Praise God. Book 2. Awesome. And today, praise God, I thank you, Father, for your word. For it is true. It is real. It does not change. It's the same. Yes. Your word is life. Thank you, Father, for the word of life. But today I want to talk to you, praise God, from the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Amalandria baba sando, ye amanane, ye baba baba kumbalolo, ye lo, yendria kandi, ye matumbuya saya, manane anano, ye o baba sambi, ye nani amale. Yanga ndiriya malindiriya kumbriya baba niya baba baba sinkiriya nananane oh niya monye yanda oh niya malo ye gariya lele bai Yay, Mamun Ramano. Ah, Yakanduria Bando. Yamba Didiarunduria Kambale. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ye Kabaria Sale Katakasa. Ye God, he could be the do Shabababa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, Mendi, Sakaba, Nando Kupoka Bakandi, Yapetriata, Doku to the Bakata, Yatata Baku, Yatama Baku, Kandiria da 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 da. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. What's your name? Your word. Oh, yes, Jesus. Your word. Your word. You are the beauty of God. Magnificent. Omniscient. Omnipresent. And today, praise God, I just want to speak to you just a little bit on the book of Psalms, the second book of Psalms, hallelujah, which is a book that David had the privilege, and God anointed him to write it, to put it together, praise God. It was not just written by anybody. It was written by David, his servant David. And it was a book, praise God, that was written at the time, praise God, of the Jewish people. Because, praise God, just as today, praise God, people are still turning away from God. They are still rejecting him. They are still trying to go against him. They don't want to hear from him, but he's still God. Hallelujah. And so he wrote the book, Why Do the Heathens Rage? They're doing the same thing today as they were doing then. They was against God. They didn't want to hear nothing about God. And God had his servant out there trying to tell them about him, but they didn't want to hear that. Just like today, people are, the heathens are raging. They don't want no God in society. They don't want no God in your home. They don't want no God in your life. They don't want no God in your marriages. They don't want no God in your business. They don't want no God in your children. They don't want no society with God. The heathens are raging, or the nations. With some understanding of the Jews who are called the people of God. In Genesis, praise God, 17:5, God changed the name of Abraham, Abram to Abraham. He said, your name will no longer be Abram. Sometimes God has to come in and change things in our life that we may continue to stay fast, stay set in the word of God. Yes, Lord. He changed Abram's name to Abraham. Well, I will make you the father of many nations, says the Lord. I will make you a father of many nations. I will make you the head and not the tail because of their various tribes and their rage against the Messiah. They wasn't fighting against you and me. They were fighting against God. And there have been many instances, praise God, as when they guessed upon him with their teeth. And at several times they took stones and stoned him and cried out in the most frustrating and wrathful manner, crucify him, crucify him. And what did the devil do? The Bible said the devil would cause their accuse the brethren. And they even got up and drove him out of the town and took him, I'm talking about the Messiah here, and took him to the brows of the hill. And here's also the implication that God's favor, praise God, is withdrawn from hard-hearted people. We got people in society so hard-hearted. You talk to them, oh my God, they'll cut you out. They'll tell you all. They make fun of you. But check this out. The people took what Jesus was saying as an insult. When you talk to people about the word and about God, they call it as an insult. You don't have to tell me about my religion. You ain't got no right to do that. You're not supposed to do that. They got something evil to say. It never occurred to them to ask if it was truth. So it is best to interpret it of the Gentiles as the apostolic thing to do in the book of Acts in 4:23, book 4 and 27. The Hebrew word translated rage is one of the Jewish associates of meeting together, causing confusion. And when it is often fixed in the word, the Chaldean's language, back in the days of the Jews, in which it is more used than another, it says that it is excessive or gathering together or a multitude intended to what? To gather together to do harm like a mob with great confusion and noise. And so the Gentiles, the Roman soldiers gathered together, even multitudes of them, and came out with Judas at the head of them with the sword. And stakes like things that you use to harm people, to apprehend him and Christ and bring him to the chief priests and the elders. Praise God. In Matthew 26:47, the Bible says you will be tried by your faith. Your faith will be tried, people. Your work will be tried by the fire. Glory to God. These are assembled together in Pilate's hall. You know what they did. And when Christ was condemned to be crucified and insulted him in the most rude and shocking manner, Matthew 26:2, and many of the instances of the Gentiles, they rose up in mobs that appeared in a riotous assembly, making tumults in Rome and uproars against the apostles to oppose them and to spread of the gospel by them. You better not be preaching in the name of Jesus. Today we are told to refrain from preaching Jesus. Not to mention that name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he said, praise God, that the gospel, he said, don't spread it to the gospel by them, to which they were sometimes instigated by the unbelieving Jews and sometimes by their own worldly interests. In Acts 13:50, to which may be added an instance of the what? Of the uproar and the rage, the violent persecution, both on the pagans, the emperors, and the pastors, which Matthew called Gentiles as well as the others for the respect, the kingdom of Christ, of the gospel, dispensation from the beginning to the ending. And the people imagined vain things by the people, which meant the people of Israel, who were once God's peculiar people and who was distinguished by him with peculiar favor above all others, in whom this prophecy has been remarkable fulfilled, they imagined it and meditated a vain thing, which they thought the Messiah would be a temporal king. And they set up a kingdom on earth in great worldly splendor and glory and rejected Jesus. I think it's not strange, praise God, because they reject him now. Praise God, they rejected him then. The true Messiah. Because he did not answer to these, that corner imagination. They meditated a vain thing when they thought to take away the good name and reputation of Christ by fixing, praise God, glorious names and injuries, calling him names and charges upon him, for wisdom has been justified by her children. Hey, God, Yahweh Shabbat. Glory to God. Matthew 11:19. And some did when they meditated his death. They meditated his death with those vain hopes that he should die and his name perish. They imagined vain things and should lay down in the grave and never rise anymore. But Psalms say, praise God, 41:5, for he not only rose from the dead, but his name was more famous after his death than before his death. Hallelujah. They promoted him and didn't even know, praise God. They were doing advertisements for him, praise God. They imagined a vain thing when they took so much precaution to prevent the disciples in sending his body out of the grave. They did this in the times of Jesus, and it's still standing today. Hallelujah. And more especially when he was risen to hide, they hired the soldiers to tell a lie in order to stiffen and discredit the report of it. They meditated vain things when they attempted to oppose the apostles and hinder the preaching of the gospel by them, which they often did as in Acts. Are you willing to take a stand for the Lord? Or will you back down and say, no, I have nothing to do with him? They're imagining bad things, but vain things. The apostle, as the act of the apostles testified. And it was after one of these attempts that the apostles in their address to God made use of this very passage of scripture. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is a resurrection of the dead. Aha! Come on, Holy Ghost. And Acts 4 and 2. And they still meditated a vain thing. Even if they don't believe, they want to meditate vain things because they would rather receive a lie rather than the truth. And God said because of this, he would give them over to delusion, that they would believe a lie rather than the truth. Glory to God. That they imagine Jesus of Nazareth not the Messiah. Some today say he's not the Messiah. Some Jews say he's their brother. He's not the Messiah. They're still waiting on the Messiah. That the Messiah has not yet come. And that is they were expecting and looking for him. Now the promise. Yes. Are the Holy Ghost by him asked? Why all of this? What should move the Gentiles and the Jews to so much rage and tumbling and opposition against an holy and innocent person? You got people today hate people that are of God because they're innocent. Why? And who went about doing good as he did? What end they should have in it or serve by it? And how they could expect to succeed? What would all their rage and not in vain imagination signify? It is strongly suggested, my friend, hereby that it would all be in vain and to no purpose as well as what, praise God, as what follows. The king of the earth set themselves. They set themselves against the people of God, against those that confess Christ, and begin, praise God, to talk the word of the Lord, hallelujah. But if it was a devil of fear with the word, hallelujah. In God's word, the devil has to deal with us, hallelujah. We must be filled with the word of God, because the devil is rising up. And the Bible said they rose and stood up in great fury and great wrath and fury and presented themselves in a hostile manner and opposed the Messiah. They talked against God the Messiah. They wanted to fight him, kill him, get rid of him. As Herod the great king of Judah, who very early bestirred himself and sought to take away the life of Jesus in his infancy. He put out a decree, go and kill every male child. Every male child. But God, how do you speak in your Shabbat? What God? And Herod, Antipas, of the Gentiles, who is called a king. Yes. And you know, praise God, God had already figured out what was going on. He already knew. In Mark, praise God, 6:14, who is this man, these men of war that mock him and set him at naught? And Pontius Pilate, praise God, the governor of Judah, who represented, hallelujah, the Roman Empire, and condemned him to death. Matthew 27 and 26, and all the kings of the earth ever since, who ever persecuted Christ in that member, have set themselves with all of their might to hinder the spread of the gospel. Just like today, people are saying, we can't preach it. Don't be caught talking Jesus. Don't talk about Jesus. Don't preach on the streets anymore. There's a time, praise God, you can go out and preach the Bible, preach the word, without any hindrances. They're coming out. They don't want you to do that anymore. But it's a time for us as people of God to get the word in us. They can take it out of our hand, but they can't take it out of our heart. If it's in you, they can't take it. If it's on you, they can remove it. Hallelujah. And he said, praise God, whoever persecutes Christ and his members and set themselves with all of their might to hinder the gospel and to spread the gospel and the enlargement of the interest. Hey. And the rulers take counsel together, as did the Jewish, the greatest court of judiciary among the Jews, the members of which were the rulers of the people. The government is ruling the people. Don't talk no religion. Don't touch no religion. You can't talk to people about your faith. I can talk the word, but you can't talk something that ain't in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who frequently met together and consulted to take away the life of Christ. So it may also include all the other governors and the magistrates who have entered into the scheme. They conspired to crucify against the Lord and against his anointing, or the Messiah Christ by the Lord of Jehovah, which is the great, the glorious, and the incommutable name of God and his expressiveness of its eternal being and self-existence, and of his being the foundation of the essence of all creatures. It means God the Father, since he is distinguished from his Son, the Messiah, his anointed one as the Messiah, and Christ signifies, and who is so called because he is the anointed by God with the Holy Ghost, without measure to the office of the mediator, the prophet, the priest, and the king, from whom the saints receive the anointing, which teaches all things, and every grace of the Spirit is measured, and who after his name is called, we call him the Christian or the believer. Hallelujah. This name, hallelujah, of the promised Redeemer was well known among the Jews. But they conspired against him. Many today conspired against God. They don't want to hear no Jesus. They know Jesus, the white God. He's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And you can only do that when you know who he is. When you become a new creature in Christ, you become a new spirit. God don't dwell on the flesh. Your spirit man is what receives the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And which they took from the passage and from some other. Let us break their bands asunder, they say. These are not the words of the apostle, nor of the saints in the gospel time, encouraging one another, which notwithstanding the rage and opposition of the Jews and the Gentiles against their master and his teachers to break asunder the bands of wickedness, the adulterous custom and practice of the heathen, and to throw off the insuperable yoke of bondage of the Jewish tradition and the ceremony. Isaiah said in 5:58-6, but of the heathen, the people and the kings of the earth and the rulers who with one voice say, this and what follows, and cast away their cords from us. With relation to the Lord and his anointing, whose law, ordinance, and truth they shall ban and coerce. They will ban the gospel. Interpret them of the law and the commandments are yoke. The version of rendering the last word in the phrase in general expression. In the irrelevance of God and the Messiah, they rejected Christ and his belief. They're none subject to him, and they refuse to have him to rule over them, and they're distinguished, and their contempt of the gospel, and of the ordinance, and it is found in the laws and the rules of the government, in his church, and also they show the wrong notion that carnal men had of these things, that wherever Christ's yoke is easy and his burden is light, his gospel and his truth is to make men free from the slavery of sin and Satan and from the spirit of bondage. For ye have not received, hallelujah, the spirit of bondage against to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. In Romans 8 and 15, and the two gospel liberty consists in the observance in his commandment, his ordinance. Yet they took upon these things as bands and cords and fetters and shackles, as so many restraints upon their liberty, which are not to be borne. But on the other hand, praise God, they promised themselves liberty and a disengagement from them and in the enjoyment of their own life and sinful pleasures, whereas therefore they are bought into bondage and become the servants of corruption. Some rendered it cast away from them, even from Christ, or even everyone for himself. Cities in the heavens shall laugh at the rage and the uproar of the heathens, at the vain imagination of the people, at the position of the great God, the king of the earth, and at the mad counsel of the rulers against him and his Messiah. And at their proposal, no one another to throw off the yoke and government of them both. This is a thoracic, this is a main thing that God, who dwells in the heavens, and he sits there enthroned, because he's an all-seeing God, all-knowing God. Enough he's not included and comprehended in there, but he's everywhere. But he's everywhere. And his being there is mentioned in opposition to the king of the earth and the people in it, and to show the vast distance there is between them and how they are not to him. Comfort my people, says our God. In that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you, although you were angry with me. Your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Hallelujah. Yes. But he said in Isaiah 4 and 1, he put no trust in his servant. That is in his angels, praise God, appeared both in which thou way of expectation and restriction. They are now in vain and fruitless. Their tips must be against him and his Messiah. And he's sitting there, still and quiet, in serenity and disturbed, in opposed to the running and to and fro, and the tumultuous and the routous assembling of the heathen. He lies. He's laughing. He's ascended. Praise God. He's ascribing to them according to the language of men, as the Jewish writers speak. In the same sense that he has said, to repent and grieve. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind off the face of the earth, whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground, and the birds of the air. I am grieved that I have made them, and expresses his security for all of their what? Attempts. And their contempt he had them in, and in a certain punishment of them, an aggravation of them, who would not only then laugh at them himself, but expose them to the laughter and the scorn of others. The Lord shall have them in desertion, which is a repetition of the same thing, in other words, and is made partly to show the concern of their disappointment and ruin, and partly to explain, praise God, who is meant by him that sits in the heavens. The Targums called him the Word of God. Hey, God, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, or he shall speak to them so nodulous that the Lord in the heavens and the last has the heathen, the people, the kings, and the rulers of desertion shall not only silently be despised, they're furious, and they're what? Consecrated position to him and his Messiah, but shall at last speak out unto them, not in the word, hallelujah, but in his provision and not in his love after his own people. When the chastening is in, but his greater wrath, infliction, servant, and just punishment, it seems to be referred to the destruction of Jerusalem, the destruction of America. Hallelujah. After his crucifixion, the suffering of death, resurrection, and the ascension of Christ, and after the pouring out of the Spirit, and when the gospel to their great modification has gone ground and made large advances in the Gentile world, and the death them in sore distress or the heat of anger. Deuteronomy 29 says, where the Holy Spirit speaks, yeah, God. For the Holy Spirit speaks of the same people and of the same ruin and destruction of them at the same time as here and as the crying carrying of the Jews to captivity into Babylon, it is called their vexation. Vexation. Much more may their destruction by the Romans, being it was, they howl for vexation. The wrath of God came and it will come again. Because we are in a heathen nation, it will come again upon them to utterly. To the uttermost, they will feel with trouble and confusion, with terror and contention, as the word you signify. They will vex to themselves and strain and pin in on every side. But the enemy oppressed them with famine, internal division, rapine, and murder, to see their own temple profaned and burned, plundered and destroyed in themselves, and taken and carried into captivity. Because the people imagined vain things. They had imagination of evil against the Messiah. They had it, praise God, their attempts against Jesus of Nazareth, the true Messiah, was fruitless, and that notwithstanding all their opposition to him, his name was famous, his interest increased, his kingdom was enlarged through the spreading of the gospel among the Gentiles. And what Jehovah and Psalms 2:6 say, through it is to the comfort of his people. Was to their terror and their vexation. Yet have I set my king upon the stony hills of Zion. Oh, behold, I set Zion. It meant the church of God, especially under the gospel. We must preach the word of gospel to the people. We must give the people Jesus, not the so-called gospel, the so-called, praise God, philosophy of the gospel. We must give the people Jesus. We must turn the people from us to Jesus. Get them the people, put you up on a pedestal. Oh, I like her. I like her. No, baby. You must give God his glory. If anything be, let it go to Calvary. The Christ in you must be, praise God, awarded, not you. We're trying to get the glory. Hey, God. God is not pleased. He's not pleased. The objective of God's love and choice, the place of his inhabitation and his residence where divine worship is observed, and the word in the audience of God, a ministry, and where the Lord distributes his blessings of grace, and which is the perfection of beauty through Christ, the covenant put upon her, and will be the joy of the whole earth. It is strongly forfeited by the power and the grace of God, and is immovable and impregnable, being built on Christ, the rock of ages, and like the Zion, it is and high heat. Imminent and invisible, and more especially will be so when the mountain of the Lord's house, we must be establishing things for the kingdom, not for you, establishing your church, your house, your ministry, is God's ministry. Through the presence and worship of God in it, and the sanctification of his spirit, my people. Know this. The Father is greater than he as man in the mediator or with respect to his office, his capacity in which he is to be considered as king, king of kings and lord of lords. But if the people imagine bad things and evil things against him then, oh my God, what about now? What they do now, they joke about it. They laugh. They make jokes about him. They play with him. Oh, he did not make himself a king, nor was he made so by men. But he was set up and anointed by God the Father, as the word here uses significance and may refer either to the to his inauguration of Christ and to his kingly office and unto his investment with it from all eternity. As in Proverbs 8:23. Where the same word is used as here and anointed with oil, being a ceremony performed at the installation of the king into their office, the phrase is used for the king himself. Since Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost in the human nature, as his incarnation, baptism, and especially at the time of his ascension. We must understand, give the people Christ. Give the people Jesus. You stop trying to be the star of the show. It's not your time to show. You are nothing. You can do nothing without him. You must present Jesus to the people. And they would find him and begin to seek after him to know him, not to know you. It is not your praise God, it is not praise God, your Lord. It is not your Holy Ghost. We are declared decree. The words of Jehovah anointed and king, according to the decree and the commandment of the Father. For these words are for not only to follow and concern the generation of the Son, but which does not depend upon the decree. The will of God, but it is from his nature. Let us render unto God. Let us render the word unto the people that they may see the God in you, not you in the God. Hallelujah. It's time to revamp. Get it right. Get it right. Because he's coming with his wrath. The wrath, praise God, say this, and I'm closing. The doctor was not his own. Check this out. He was the office of the king and a prophet also. The doctor was not his own, but his father's he preached. He preached his father's doctrine, not his teaching. He spoke not of himself, but as he taught and enjoyed himself, the father gave him commandment, what he should say and speak, and keep it close to it. And here, say, he would, and he ruled in his name, and by the Father's authority. He didn't preach his doctrine. He didn't preach about him. He preached his Father's doctrine. Get that. Supposed to be God's doctrine. Direct the people to the Lord. Direct the people to the Lord, that they may see the Christ in you. Praise God. You be blessed. Pray, praise God. The word went forth and you found the word to be true. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I thank you this. To God be the glory. Be blessed.